This is Pawtacular episode 173, Custom and Creations, for the week of December 14th, 2008.
Wow! We just basically reamed them, huh?
Welcome to Pawtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Pawtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Welcome back to Pawtacular. I am Death Storm.
I'm G. Lewis.
And I'm Squirrel.
Crypto! What you... Oh.
He didn't show up again. He didn't punch in, man. This is the third time he's called out. Matt, this is like 1047 where he is, so I don't blame him. I mean, I like him.
Yeah, over there in the UK.
Yep. For the tea crumpets rule the earth.
No, he's just done with finals, so he went back home early.
I'm doing finals too, and I went home early. You don't see me. I don't show half the episodes anyway. So
no. Well, I still have two more finals left.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
We started aquatic engineering and what else? Huh?
Nope.
No?
No.
Cooking by the book? Is that what it is?
No.
Gotta do the cooking by the book.
No, G. Lewis.
Then you won't be lazy.
Anyway.
Okay. Stop. Right.
Yeah, man, don't worry. Just don't be lazy and do the cooking by the book. Just remember that. For all you kiddies out there listening in Pawtacular land, just remember, always do the cooking by the book. Because if you don't, you'll be lazy. For reals.
Okay. Well, we're back this week with the last show of the year, the Customs and Creations. So we have a few submissions, and we have Squirrel with us today.
2008 Remembrance segment. We should do that.
Yeah, anyway. I don't think we got that prepared, so no.
I'm
but
prepared.
Anyway. So we have Squirrel here, so thanks for being on the show. Thanks for coming along.
You're welcome.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do in the Pawtacular community, and just what you've been
Pokemon
up to.
Fetish and,
yeah, your Pokemon
all
fetish.
All that,
yeah, Pokemon
stuff.
Hentai, all that stuff. No, all right. Well, yeah, what are you talking about? I don't know. I mean, with fetish comes other stuff. So, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, I'm an avid forum poster. I used to do the custom Saturdays until nobody showed up. So yeah,
you should have called me, man. You should.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, people have been busy. I mean, it's
100 G Lewis. I'll be there.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna start that back up if there's enough interest, but yeah. There's my contributions. Been on team stuff. So yeah, that's about me.
That's Squirrely, and he likes Pokemon.
Yep. That's
cool.
So he likes Pokemon, he's got a fetish for him. Apparently he uses some H word that I've never heard before. And he used to do custom Saturdays. Plasma Grenades used to do that a long time ago. That was yep. Used to be fun back in back in old Halo 2 days when I was Overlord. I remember that. That was pretty fun.
Cool.
Yeah. So Duststorm, thanks for being on the show today.
Smart.
Do you like long walks on the beach? Do you like Italian Italian dressing or Caesar? What do you like? Or your ranch? Are you a ranch man, I guess?
I only drink the blood of my enemies.
And occasionally a pina colada. Sorry, I had to bring that up.
Sarge! That would be the Koopa Chopper, sir.
Griff, the Koopa thing, how about that? I like it. It's got a ring to it.
I think we said that last episode as well, so...
Did we? I don't think we did.
I don't know. Probably. Who cares? Whatever. Moving on.
Never overuse red versus blue. Good stuff there.
Yes.
So you're a thing that babies suck on. Anyway.
No, this, dude. That would be a pedophile.
Oh, that's a pedophile.
Tucker, I think he needs a pacifier.
Oh, I was totally thinking about something else. That's the best. That's the best episode in all of the Hunter Rivers Blue episodes. That's the best one. That just because of that little segment right there. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in comedy ever. Sorry. I guess
I don't know. I like the flag fanatics people.
Oh yeah, that was good stuff there.
When they're playing on a Beaver Creek or whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, that one.
Don't they come back at the end or something? I think the last episode's blarg honk. Anyway.
Wow.
I was working once and I heard these two. It was this one guy was talking to this girl and this girl was like insulting the guy and the guy just went blarg and I was like, oh, I know exactly what that's from.
Nerd.
I was. Hey.
I think we're all guilty of that. Of that at some point.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get to the main attraction of the show, which is the customs and creations that you all.
You mean Julius? I mean.
No. This is a community. Community-based podcast, not a...
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Myself and I.
Single cast. it's not a mono cast.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
So.
Why do they always call the kissing disease mono when it takes two people to get it? I don't understand. I always wonder that. Anyways.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I mean, they call it mono, but it takes two people to get it. You know what I mean? I don't.
Duo.
Okay.
Anyway,
let's get back to Halo, shall we?
All right.
Oh. Yeah, the thing that we're here for. Okay. So we have a few submissions. We don't have that many, so we'll be able to read through them all. Luckily. So, first one comes from Uzumaki15. He says, "Hey, Podtac, Uzi here with some new custom maps. The map I'd like to talk about today is an old map from an earlier forging days, and it's called Tuscan Outpost, and it's game type Tuscan Hunt. I got this idea from Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. The Tuscans spawn in a cave area on Sandtrap. Not sure how to explain it. With the grav hammers and the Kazurka spawn on the other side of the map with the human weapons. In the game type, the normal Tuscans deal half the damage while not around the leader, so keep close to him slash her. The hunters have a large amount of weapons, including shotguns, ARs, special ARs.
Yes!
BRs, that thing. This map isn't very good, but I hope to fix it and have it revamped version in my file share soon. The original is in my file share now, so try it out, please. And shout-outs to Team Agent Express, Dusty Crypto, G. Lewis, Lance, and the guest hosts, which would be Scroll for this week. Keep on fragging trucks and folding bikes. Oh, and Dust, in response to you calling me Japanese a few podcasts back, just because I live in Japan for 6 years doesn't mean I'm Japanese. Thank you. I don't think I was the one that made that response.
Close enough, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think that was me who called you a Japanese.
You dirty Jap?
No. And then he says, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
Kwanzaa. Or Kwanzaa. So, Uzi out.
Uzi. He definitely spelled Hanukkah wrong.
Yeah, yep. He kind of did.
Hanukkah?
Hunaka.
That must be the Buddha. I mean, he is. That must be what they celebrate in Japan because he is Japanese and everything. You know. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Anyway. Next up, we got Stall Me, Please, and he says, "Hey guys, I will say my entire submission with each sentence starting with a T and ending with an E. So I guess that means he put some."
That's freaky.
This sentence.
Yeah, that's freaky.
I wonder if he, like, did them all and then figured it out.
Yeah, probably.
Later on, they all started with T and ended with E. Anyway, okay. This map is on Avalanche. Tombstone is the name. This map is made for infection, and there is one zombie. The zombie starts in the middle where there is a patch of ice. The humans start on one side, one of the bases, and are equipped with a special assault rifle, or AKA the battle rifle. The zombie is invisible and tries to attack the humans who are pinned down in the base. The only way into the base is through a teleporter, but it is only a one-way teleporter into the base. This map is one in which I hope you enjoy.
Oh, he's cheating there. He put an E at the end.
You cheater. Keep on bragging folding bikes with jam on my finger every time I try to fold it. Stall me. Peace out. That was a good one. I like it when people like bring up some I completely forgot the name of what it's called. When you like try to build up suspense.
What the fuck? Climax?
It's a literary term. Action. Starts with a P. Personification.
Not personification.
No, it wasn't personification.
You try to signal something before it happens. I can't remember the name. Yeah, I can't think of it either. Well, don't worry. Next episode, we'll get like seven.
We'll get seven replies. Right. Like, it's this, you idiots!
Isn't that personification, you literary noob? Anyway. Anywho.
Yeah, we're just high on spell check, not literary terms.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, I mean, he did a good job, but still having the like every sentence is bad English.
Yeah. I could have done.
I mean, I congratulate him on actually doing it, except with the last little
Enjoy.
Good job, Stormy. Keep on submitting stuff. You're awesome.
Keep on doing it. It's pretty good.
Next time, give me a shout out.
His spelling goes on, so. Sweet.
Sweet. Well, I guess I got the next one.
Sure. Yes.
All right. So, Lancer47. Hey, Podtacular, it's Lancer47. I have a map for Customs and Creations. I made this map when Halo 3 was released. Since Halo 3 has all the weapons from Halo 1 to Halo 3, I had an idea. I used the high ground for the map. I took all the weapons from Halo 1, including the field rod cannon and the flamethrower. They're both in the PC version of Halo 1. And I put all the Halo 1 weapons, items, and vehicles at a beach part of the map. And there should only be overshields and camouflage at the beach part too. And for the Halo 2 and Halo 3 weapons, items, and vehicles, I put them on the other side of the map. Behind the huge gate, and I added the items too, like the bubble shield and the energy drainer. And I set up the teleporters like in Blood Gulch, because Blood Gulch is a popular map in Halo 1. And I've hidden the gravity hammer and the energy sword. I don't have Xbox Live, but I have tested it out, this map at my friend's house, and he liked it. So shout out to Crusader Thrym, and guest at this week's podcast. That would be me. And keep on fragging trucks, killing noobs with the special assault rifles.
Heck yeah! Heck yeah! But that was a good. That actually sounds very interesting. That would be cool to play.
So he has the Halo 1 weapons on one side of the map, and then the Halo 3 weapons on the other side.
So it's kind of like he just segregated all the weapons. I mean,
that's kind of odd.
So where's the sniper at? Is the sniper on the Halo 1 side, or is it on the Halo 3 side?
It's on all three of them. I don't know.
That'd be kind of disadvantage of the Halo 1 because they don't have the VRs.
Or the special assault rifles.
They don't even have their pistol rifles.
Yeah, get it right.
Yeah, Halo 1 has their pistols, yes.
Yeah.
But they can't scope.
Exactly.
At least not in Halo 3 they can't.
No. Huh. That's interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Good submission. I think I'd like to try it out if you ever do get an Xbox Live. That'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Get Xbox Live.
You know, right?
Give me your address, and I'll send you an Ethernet cable.
I think it takes a little more than the Ethernet cable, but
he can do the rest. I'm starting. I've got an extra one.
I like your dedication. there.
Who, me?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't say
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Meh. Meh. Okay. Team Arcade Nub writes in, hey guys, Team Arcade Nub is here with a really cool map that's on the Christmas map, Avalanche. I wonder why it's the Christmas map.
I don't know, maybe it's all the snow.
What if
but
what if it's in the Southern Hemisphere? Then it's not Christmas. Oh, did you think of that one?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, so my map is basically two frigates I built on the two sides of the map. It's basically an air war with Banshees and Hornets. 4v4 is preferred. And then he says, I less than three you all.
I less than three you too. So yeah, the air war.
Banshees. The air war.
Isn't there like... Dude, my favorite video game ever is still Rogue Squadron on the N64, on the GameCube. I would be so down to play this.
I have that game for the PC. That's an old game.
That game is awesome, man. That game is ballin'.
That's an old game.
It's like, wow. Well, I mean, you're old. Oldie. Oldie. Oldie host is old.
Hey, just because I'll be 20 in the month doesn't mean I'm old.
I'll be 20 on Wednesday, and it's Sunday
no,
right now.
No, you won't.
You want to bet? Go check my Facebook right now. check my birth date.
Yeah, your birthday doesn't say anything about your age.
But, no, I'm saying it does. December 17th, 1988 was the day I was born. That kind of tells you how old I am.
Birth date, yes. Okay. Birthday, no. Birth date, sure, yes.
Pwned.
Does it actually give the birth date? Oh, it does. Wow.
I'm older than you.
Yeah. Only by a month.
Anyway, I'll let you try out that frigates map. That sounds cool. The one with that's like capture the flag with.
Isn't there only a certain number of vehicles that you can put on there, though? I thought it was only, like, four.
Yeah, I think you only put, like, two or three Hornets or Banshees, so I don't know.
Maybe that's why he recommends 4v4, because there's not enough. I mean, that would be pretty awesome if everyone in Banshees, though.
Yeah, but I don't think you can even put four Hornets on Avalanche, but you might be able to. I could be wrong, but, yeah, I don't know.
It seems like the Hornets would be an advantage because they can have the two side seats, and if both of them have splazers, then the Banshees are pretty much boned.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know. The Banshees...
Wow, what a great adjective. Right?
Or, as G. Lewis would say, pretty much screwed.
Pretty much... I'm not going to say that.
Nah.
just put a beep on there anyway. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Singularity writes in, me and my brother were playing one-on-one MLG Slayer on Narrows. We both picked up a sniper rifle. My brother, after a while, started man-cannoning repeatedly. Then I joined in. We basically were sniping each other and such. So we had this idea to create a game type and map for this. And as a result, they made three. The first one was played on MLG Narrows. The game type is MLG Team Slayer with two people. Changing the starter weapon to sniper rifle and establish these two rules. When you spawn, you must make your way over to the man cannons as quickly as possible. And two, you are not allowed to scope. The second one is played on a modification of MLG Narrows I made. We deleted many of the irrelevant spawns, and on each side in the man cannon area, we placed objects such as power drainers, bubble shields, and of course, a mongoose and a ghost. Because of the vehicles, we had to place two grav lifts in front of the man cannon on each side, so the ghost and mongoose would continue to lift. The game type is the same as the first one, but you put a rocket launcher as your secondary weapon, and I assume you still have the sniper, and the two rules from before are still apply. You can't scope, and remember, once you spawn, you have to go to the man cannon. The third one is pretty hectic, though. We attempted to include everything we could in the map. We placed a whole stash of weapons up the back.
We included most equipment, and we included large quantities of grenades. I love grenades. The game type has a second, has a random secondary weapon. The established rules still apply. For a bit of slapstick humor, we went into theater and placed a flying camera up the unmanned cannon side as high as possible. And looking across the map, you can see the Spartans flying up the man cannons as they attempt to kill each other. We have recorded this and will, as soon as we get Bungie Pro, upload it to YouTube for all of you to enjoy. Shout out to KillerK03, who is his brother. That was pretty cool, but it seems like instead of he making three maps, he basically just made one. Or three game type. Yeah, so...
That's interesting.
But anyway, it's cool. I mean, I haven't tried it out yet, but if you can put it on there, I will definitely try it out. I think that what we should do from now on, if you guys could like send us an email and tell us that it's in your file share so we can check it out and try it before we start playing so we can like give our opinions of it. I think that'd be cool.
That's when you look at the show notes before the show.
That's why
you should bookmark them. Oh,
but none of them are on here. Nobody did it on here. If you noticed, nobody's done it this week.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So booyah.
They have to put them
booyah,
on.
The booyah. Nanners, nanners, nanners.
No, in the past nanners. Weeks, though, they'll actually say it, and I update the right board pretty often with new stuff.
Okay. This is called Pod Tech of the Halo Podcast. Nat Dustnorm's awesome podcast, but he is awesome. We'll talk about that.
No, I try.
You guys really don't know. Like, I just show up. Everything else happens. Somehow, I don't ask questions, but I'm pretty sure Dustin does. I just show up on Sundays, and that's it.
It's like I just do what I'm told.
Slave.
Slave.
Slave. He actually called my work and told him that I can't work at nights because I have to record the episode.
I'm a student. I don't work per se.
No, I work. That's why I'm saying you called.
Oh.
You were like, yeah, Julius, you can't work for Sunday nights. We got to be on the recording time, son. You know, you can't be doing that to my boy, yo. That's what he said. You should hear him on the phone. He's totally gangster.
One, I don't even know where you work. Two, I don't even know the number to where you work.
Yeah. Hold up. Hold up.
All right.
You okay over there?
I sent you a message, by the way.
See that.
Now you know.
Why is that? I'm not going to call that number.
It's actually one of those male hotline numbers. You should enjoy it. I'm just kidding. This is a complete joke. It's a complete joke.
JK!
Anyway.
Yeah, I think I'll pass. Thanks.
That sounds cool with this map, you know. I mean, yeah. I always like to get some no-scopes or some so-scopes. I'm always good with some so-scopes. And this seems like this would be a great time to do some so-scoping.
What's so-scoping?
It's an old episode. Something about so-scope.
Okay.
I play so-scopes. Because I'm so scope-tacular. You don't even know. Get off.
Isn't that like one of the shirts in the school store?
Yeah.
So-scoping!
You don't even know how so scope-tacular I am. You don't even know. You have no idea. You can't even comprehend how so-scoping I am.
Do either of you remember No Scope from the forums? And his avatar was the...
Yeah, I remember.
The scope with the... I don't even know what that symbol is called. Like the do not enter symbol thing, whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No,
like
the nothing.
The
it was No Scope.
Like, little bottle of a soap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was Karts, but yeah.
Oh, that was Karts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was just a clever avatar.
Yeah.
No scope. Hey, that makes sense. But anyway, back to the show.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Oh, boy. Okay, well, thanks, Infinite Singularity, for writing in.
It was a great submission. Yes. It was awesome.
We have one more for
T'was
our beloved squirrel to take.
All right.
So.
So, yeah. Long Range 950. And he says, hey, Podtacular, it's Long Range 950 sending in for the third time. Very nice. I just wanted to send in my map that is still my file share called Watch Your Back. It's an infection map where the zombie might spawn behind
Watch
you.
Watch your back. Watch your back. Watch your... You heard that song from Fast and Furious.
Well, they even said G. Lewis to throw in random stuff in the show.
Watch your back. Anyway, I just thought it was the first thing I thought of when I
And
I
again,
heard it.
I have no freaking idea what you're talking about.
Because you're not down with the movies, son.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Personally, I've heard of it, but I don't. That wouldn't be the first thing that would come to my mind. But yeah, just leave it to G. Lewis, like you said.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
All right. So he continues saying, "I'm not sure it's the updated version since I don't have Xbox Live anymore." And he's a sad face. One of the bases is pretty much an armory where the humans spawn. I blocked off the entrances, so the only way in is a teleporter. The base is filled with almost every weapon imaginable. The humans are to fend off the zombies for several minutes. Halfway through the match, a tank spawns in the zombies' side. Oh, really? As a last note, there's a banshee outside the map. So if anyone wants to try, you can try to get the banshee inside the map. All right, keep on fragging Santa Claus because he gave you fake Anus armor last Christmas that had fake Al Capone.
Why did he send me the fake? I knew he made it. He got it from China. Come on, Santa. Why are you getting stuff from China, Santa? I know the economy's bad and all, but come on, man. He gave me some presents.
I don't know. Could have lead poisoning.
I know, really. I mean, he's going to Algiers to get presents now. He can't make them. He can't afford to pay the elves, man. It's just a terrible sight. I never thought I would live to see the day that Santa Claus bought presents from China, man.
Everything comes from China.
Exactly.
American components, Russian components, all made in Taiwan.
Except for good food. Good food does not come from China.
There's some.
Yeah, there's. I don't there's know. You could some. Argue that.
Yeah, all good on, food comes from the South. Yeah, I said it. That's right, boy. All good food comes. If it ain't greasy, it ain't good.
What greasy food comes from the South? You have
chicken wings.
South Africa. You have South America, Africa, Australia.
I meant the South, as in the South and the United States of America. The South. Never mind.
The South with a capital S.
Oh, your outfit does work.
Yeah. No, I intentionally said that.
We're over here in right field, and you're over here in left field.
That's because I'm straight.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. JK,
Jay Kissel. JK, don't worry about that, JK.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
You gotta do the cooking by the book. So you don't
You're
be
still going on that, aren't you?
Dude, that's you guys have to search up that video on the internet. It's hilarious. I mean, I don't think that Best Storm enjoyed it very well because he doesn't enjoy the depicted humor in there, but it is I'm more or less a 12-year-old in a 20-year-old's body, so I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it was.
You're not 20 yet.
Well, I mean, it will be in like 4 or 5 days. But anyway, it was pretty darn funny.
Gotta do the cooking by the book. Okay. Yeah.
Too much lazy time for you.
Yeah, no, school's out. I got nothing. I can't do anything, man. I'm just. I have nothing to do, so.
It's pretty bad when you're watching Lazy Town, though.
Somebody wants to play some Halo with me. I mean, I'm straight. I'll play some Halo. Just please, I'm begging you.
I need friends. I don't have any.
Oh boy. Julius, what are we going to do with you?
I don't know. Maybe you should have me on for the next episode or next year. You think I'm going to be on next year? Come on, please. Say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes, say yes.
No.
Say yes.
No comment.
What?
No comment.
I'm muting my mic now. I'm just kidding.
Oh, don't do that.
Please, yeah. Come, please hold his fingers. Please, 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 please.
No, you're fine.
So does that mean I will be?
Yeah.
Sure.
As far as I know.
Hey, hey, Squirrely. Squirrely.
Yeah, I know. I mean, next year is only like a few like weeks away, so why not?
Hey, Squirrely. Appreciate it, bro.
You're welcome.
I'll send you a fruit. I'll send you a fruit. What was it called? A fruit cake in the mail. I'll send you a fruit cake.
Oh, what?
Cake. Nice.
I'll send you a fruit cake in the mail because you're so nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A fruit cake in the mail. Okay.
And a Pokemon booster pack.
A psychic pack?
Yes, a psychic pack.
Early Christmas present. You know what? That had a
mutant. What? I just see you, like the pack I buy you has like five holographic cards in it. It's the best. It's like the best five, and you're like you write me a letter saying how awesome I am. I got you the five best ones.
Yeah,
I'm like, I told him to send you that one. I called Pokemon up and I was like, hey man, you gotta send my
you gotta help my
boy
out.
Here. Yeah, you gotta send my boy here the good ones. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, don't skimp on them. Don't skimp. That's what I, you know what I'm saying? You gotta,
okay.
It's either your first or last, you know what I'm saying? So,
I'm saying. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. Okay. So, send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show. And actually, it won't be next week's show, it'll be. Yeah, next year's shows, and they'll be 3 weeks from today.
What? You can call a listener voicemail.
Sorry, not 3 weeks.
Two,
2 weeks. Zero, no, it six, is 3 weeks. Okay.
8-8-8-H-A-L. Okay, I'll start over. You can call our listener voicemail. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. And leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales in the Foxhole show.
Which will be the show after we come back. Yay.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing
like
to our PayPal, hosting bill, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes.
I do that too. I know you couldn't. Check
Not
out
you,
many other shows on the Gamercast Network. Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamers.
Uncle?
Hey, I can read.
Uncle Gamer.
Achievement Junkie, the GCN video game show, JVB show, the post game report at talkingaboutgames.com, and also welcome new, I think we welcomed him last week, but the new guys around the block, and the new kids on the street is Destructoid. All three of their podcasts, I believe, are also in there now.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
Cool. So thanks everyone for listening in to this week's podcast. Like we said before, we're going to be off for a few weeks, and we'll be back for the first week after the break. So until next time, I am the Storm.
I am the new JVB, otherwise never met G. Lewis. And I do have I have plenty of it. If you want some, ask me. I can give you some for free. Anyway.
Yep, and I'm Squirrel.
There's only one thing left to say.
I mean... mean, the Capital Podcast has a Capital Podcast.
I would agree. You know, I like people who show up ready. You know, I mean, if you come ready for the part, this is an important position. I mean, it's not like one of those ones where only like 10 people is to it. I mean, there's like 2,000, 2,000,000, 2,000,000,027. How many was it again? Like 27 million people downloaded last episode or something, right? I just passed Calc 2. Calc 3, what the? Freaking, jeez, man, 11? Yeah. Dude, I couldn't figure out math in my Pokemon cards in 11. I was like, Calc 3.
That's some pretty basic math right there.
No, you thought you understood that game, but then when, like, there would be some kid who would just come in and would just completely blow your mind on how it would work, and somehow he would just kick your ass in the game. You were just like, I don't know how he's right, but I think he's right.
I don't know. Apparently, like, the old generation Pokemon cards aren't used anymore, so it's kind of like...
What? Yeah. I spent all that money for no reason. I just spent, right?
I'm thinking the same thing. It's like I spent $200 buying Pokemon cards, and now they're like...
Dude, weren't you, like, so pissed when you went through it, and then you get, like a holographic one, but you already had it, and, like, and then you get it traded, but everybody already had it, and you were just like, what? Why did I get this?
Yeah, pretty much.
You try to trade it, and then you cry. And, dude, I swear to God, you know, this is... Oh. Are you recording right now?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. I was gonna say that. I don't want it to be recorded.
Yeah, it was just a big slap in the face when, like, you ever got, like, all the cards that were pumped, and, like, dang it, the guy, like, missed those $2.
Yeah, and you buy the little booster packs, and you get only two new cards.
Yeah.
Dude, I just remember when Burger King did that whole Pokeballs thing. Remember when Burger King, you bought a Happy Meal, you got a Pokemon? I went there, I seriously got, like, 9 of them. And, my grandma bought them for me, and then I already had all 9 of them already, and I cried.
I bet you cried when Ash died.
Died? Why didn't know that?
Well, I don't, like, remember when he got turned to stone or metal or something like that, and then, like, the Pokemon's tears revived him, and then, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's an old movie.
Yeah, I know, but still...
That's the first movie.
No, I really only watched, like, the first 2 seasons, and after that, I kind of just played with my football, and I noticed my boobs were before. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. This is a kid's show, right? So I'm just kidding.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.